From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Jury selection starts today in the trial of former Goldman Sachs trader Fabrice Touré, also known as Fabulous Fab. That's what he called himself in emails to colleagues. He's accused of selling investments he knew would go bad, costing clients $1 billion. Heidi Moore, Wall Street correspondent for The Guardian, joins us now to tell us about all of this. And Heidi, remind us, first of all, exactly what Fabulous Fab is accused of doing.
Well, he's accused of putting together a deal for an investor named John Paulson, and you might know him as the guy who made billions of dollars on the subprime crisis. So John Paulson wanted a lot of subprime mortgages to bet on. He asked Goldman Sachs to create a kind of Frankenstein monster of mortgage securities, where you just smash together just all subprime securities so that he could then bet against them. So he did that, but the problem is Goldman Sachs sold that smashed up melange of subprime securities to other banks, German banks, UK banks, and so on, who weren't told that this security was created purely so that John Paulson could bet against it and make money on it. And of course, those banks later needed bailouts and they cried bloody murder.
And this was something that was relatively common, right? I mean, banks sort of playing both sides of a deal.
Yeah, that was very common. Very often what happens is banks choose basically who's going to be more profitable to them. And in this case, it was John Paulson, who was a pretty good customer, not the billionaire that we know now, but a good hedge fund customer who wanted to kind of try this experiment. And so Goldman said, okay, because they don't owe anything to the German banks and the UK banks on the other side. As a matter of fact, those banks are their rivals. And so they think, you know, all's fair in love and war. We're all sophisticated investors. If Goldman argued, if those other banks had done their homework, they wouldn't have lost money.
We don't have to provide guidance. We are market makers. I think that's what Fab said when he testified on Capitol Hill. So several emails, Heidi, are going to be entered into evidence, including one from January 2007, where Fabrice Touré reportedly said, the whole building is about to collapse any time now. The only potential survivor, the Fabulous Fab. How much is this really about him, and how much is he kind of a scapegoat here?
Yeah, I think he's a lot. He's very much a scapegoat. And, you know, he went on in that same email to say not so fabulous as some might think. So he's actually pretty self-deprecating, very excitable. He uses a lot of exclamation points. And what's interesting about his emails is that he knows throughout that he's, you know, sort of a foot soldier creating this disastrous product because that's how he's going to get his bonus at the end of the year. So his self-awareness, bizarrely, that he put in email is what has doomed him to this trial. But he's not responsible for, you know, entirely responsible for the creation of this deal. There were many other people who worked on it. And Goldman Sachs actually already settled with the SEC, paid $550 million, and neither admitted nor denied wrongdoing, which means that the SEC apparently doesn't consider the deal fraudulent. So if it doesn't consider the deal fraudulent, it raises the question of why Fabrice Touré, the low man on the totem pole, is on trial for fraud.
And Heidi, this is the first trial tied to the financial collapse since two Bear Stearns executives were acquitted in 2009. Why have there not been more trials?
Yeah, this has led to the trope of too big to jail. The Department of Justice has had a 20-year low in financial crisis prosecutions. The SEC rarely brings cases like this one. The SEC is bringing the case against Fabrice Touré. And the reason is that the banks are often just really powerful and very well funded. And so the SEC and the DOJ are really outmatched. They can't afford the same lawyers.
Heidi Moore, finance editor for The Guardian. Heidi, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.